When the ice cream truck drove by, you heard that patented bells and, you know, the sound and the music. When the ice cream truck went by, when the cart went by at the park, what was your go-to? The ice cream sandwich, the rocket, was it a Freezy, was it a popsicle? What did you always get when the ice cream truck went by?
Just the chocolate fudge bar, just the classic regular chocolate fudge bar.
I don't need nothing fancy.
What was the go-to? Was it the fudge bar? Was it the rocket? Was it the...
Rocket.
I'd rock it every time?
I loved rockets growing up.
I forget what it was actually called, but I think it was the Purple Ghost, and it had a piece of gum in it. So it was like a popsicle. That was the...
A popsicle, and then you could chew gum after.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, double prizes!
Oh, drumstick, baby, all the way.
With the nuts or no nuts?
Oh, with the nuts, yeah.
It was definitely a chocolate popsicle.
Chocolate popsicle, how about you?
Superman ice cream.
The ice cream truck. The ice cream truck goes by, you hear the music, you hear the bells, you got $5. What's the go-to choice?
Probably the ice cream sandwich.
Drumstick.
Drumstick with or without the little almond nuts?
Always got them and then I'd pick them off.
So you got them and then picked them off.
Well,
so why didn't you just get them without?
Because they had the best flavor inside, like the caramel.
Oh, so it was a pay to play.
Exactly.
Totally worth it.
I think I was a Freezy kid.
You were a Freezy, blue or red?
I go red.
How about you? When the ice cream truck went by, what was your go-to ice cream? Was it the push pop? Was it the ice cream sandwich?
I mean, it all depended on what the mood I was in. If I was in mood for a sandwich or a fudgicle or an ice pop.
It all depended on how much it was in your pocket, too.
That too, yes.